Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and there are two key agenda items that will bring some eyeballs to the regular proceedings. Once the Board has recognized May as Caregiver Appreciation Month and Motorcycle Awareness Month and issued certificates of recognition for the Soroptimists of the Eel River Valley, they'll get down to the rest of the agenda. That will include a special presentation in honor of Sheriff Mike Downey, who retires at the end of the week. Downey began his career with the Sheriff's Office in 1986 and steadily climbed the ranks until he was appointed to fill out the remainder of former Sheriff Gary Philp's term in 2011. Downey then won election in 2012 and re-election in 2016. Downey was the resident deputy in Shelter Cove from 1988 through 1994, when he was promoted to sergeant and then supervised the Garberville Station for 9 years. In 2003, Downey was promoted to lieutenant in charge of the Northern Area Patrol and was also named as undersheriff before taking the full-time job. Downey has been recognized statewide for his professional accomplishments, and you can listen to his final appearance on Talk Shop on Thursday morning right here on KINS News Radio. There is an election today as residents in Southern Humboldt cast their ballots, all mail-in ballots, to decide on Measure W. That's the provision introduced by the Southern Humboldt Community Healthcare District that would raise the parcel tax for real property in the district from $125 per year to $170 per year for the next 45 years. The money would be used to defray the current operating costs at Gerald Phelps Community Hospital and to build a new facility. Supporters say it's the only way to ensure local health care for Southern Humboldt and Northern Mendocino County, and opponents say it's yet another tax hike, and the district should rebuild the existing facility instead of increasing taxes. The measure needs to pass by a two-thirds majority to go into effect. The 45-day public comment period for proposed state regulations on commercial marijuana has opened, and it will close on June 12th. Three state agencies, the Department of Health, which will oversee manufacturers, the Department of Agriculture, that will issue licenses for cultivation, and the Bureau of Medical Cannabis, that will regulate dispensaries, distribution centers, testing companies, and distributors, have posted draft regulations. Public feedback led to the development of the draft regulations, and residents in Humboldt County can add their voices directly to the conversation at a public workshop scheduled for June 1st at the Adorney Center in Eureka. The state plans to have the regulations in place by January of 2018, and they will apply to all marijuana operations, whether medical or commercial. The City of Eureka and the Eureka Police Department have made available a $20,000 grant to address drug use and addiction in the city. Police Chief Andy Mills said in a press release that the rate of drug addiction in Eureka is higher than acceptable, and the department will grant $20,000 to a local nonprofit or government agency with a demonstrated history of reducing addiction. The grant will be awarded on July 1st and will be good for a year. Contact the Eureka Police Department for more information. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It rained a lot this winter, even by Humboldt County standards. It rained a lot, and there is no better evidence of that rain than the state of county roads. Just over 60 inches of rain have fallen since October, and that constant rain made life miserable for County Public Works, which is charged with the maintenance of some 1,200 miles of roads. Director Tom Mattson said on Talk Shop he's seen some bad winter weather, but it's been about 20 years since he's seen something like this.
The closest winter I've ever had to this is 98, since I've been with the county. And this is even more overwhelming than 98. You had all the dry years, which really are really good for the roads and really spoiled us. And then we have this year, and it's a wake-up call.
The rain not only affected the soil under roadways and on hillsides, but it made maintenance difficult as well. With no breaks for work crews to gain a few steps, the rain kept falling and the damage kept growing.
And so it just kept coming and coming, and while it wasn't overwhelming at any given one time, it just got oversaturated, and boom, it went. It's nice to get, you know, a rain come in, even a heavy rain for a day or two, and then get a week of clear weather. We didn't have that many weeks of clear weather this winter. It was just constant, whether it was hard rain or soft rain, it just kept coming.
The state legislature has passed a 10-year infrastructure package that could see Humboldt County get about $6 to $7 million per year for road maintenance. This winter demonstrates it's money much needed. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.